are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So some Christians argue that faith will still have a place in the new earth, but it will be different from the faith required in the present life. It may be deeper, more perfect faith, and that continues to draw individuals into a closer relationship with God. So Pastor Nalechebo is joining us once again so that we may unpack this. Stingani, why do we need faith in the, God will be there. We are believing, all right, let me not over say a lot of things, causing Yazazi. Pastor Nalechebo Murubwanj.
Bueno, Murubwanj.
How are you, Pastor?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm
How
fine.
Are you?
I am good. I'm super excited. I can't wait for sunset. Yo, for the first time, I'm not really necessarily for the first time, but today I feel it. I feel it. I want Sabbath to start.
I can relate. I can relate.
Hi, before we start, Pastor, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Sure, let us pray. Gracious, loving Father, we ask, Lord, that you may help us to learn and understand what your word teaches about faith in the end times, rather in the new heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, Pastor, the teaching, the belief that we have is that what scripture says, this earth will disappear. Ne? I know I can be, I'm animating. The first will go like, psh, then it's gone.
Then the
new earth with the saved, the righteous and stuff, and Jesus will now be, it will be here, right? So that is what we believe as the new earth. Will there be faith in the new earth? Why do we need faith in the new earth? I mean, God will be walking amongst us. We'll be speaking to him directly. So why do we need faith?
That's a genuine question. Quite an interesting one, actually. Because from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, we are defining faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm. But in the new earth, the things hoped for and the things not seen have finally been realized. Mm. Okay. All these things that we were hoping for, that faith continuously kept on holding to, have finally been realized, finally been accomplished. Mm. You know, the salvation we needed in Christ Jesus has finally been realized in us.
Mm.
The heaven we were hoping for has finally become ours. You know, the loved ones we were separated from, we have finally been reunited with them.
Mm.
So in the new earth, what we actually see is that I'm actually for the view that faith shifts, okay, from it being a substance of things hoped for, because now the things have been realized, to something even more better.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the problem, Pastor, not really a problem. The challenge is that, let me not go there. I wanted to go somewhere, Pastor, but I'm like, let me hold myself. I'm holding myself, Pastor. But then anyway, it's okay. Maybe it will come up. We'll see. So how then do we envision the concept of faith in the context of the new earth? I know you're already speaking on that one. Maybe you may add it to the to how this might differ from the faith in the present world, because that's where, in fact, I actually wanted to go. Faith is the substance of things unseen. Faith is believing in things that we can't see. But there, we'll be seeing it. Siyambona nang. Here he is, you know. So maybe if you can speak more on that. How does it differ from now to there? And really, you said we will need it, yes and no. But more meat on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I was saying, historically, faith here on earth has been this trust that we have had in the things that we have not yet seen. But when heaven, when the new earth is here, we now have that which we have seen. So in that context, faith is no longer us, about us hoping for what we want to see, okay, or for the things that are yet to see. Okay? Faith is now about enjoying what we now have. Okay? Faith is now about us experiencing the things that we were hoping for. Okay?
Yeah.
For example, one of the things that we see in the new earth is that we have the presence of God with us.
Yes.
But then one of the other things we notice also is that when the new earth comes about, our relationship with God does not change.
Okay.
So we still need to be dependent upon Him. We still need to be to trust in Him. Actually, one of the things that the Bible even tells us about is that in heaven there will be continuous learning. So even in heaven we still have faith, but this time around our faith is this continuous dependence upon God.
Okay.
And yeah, that is seen in so it's as if we are still having a continuous trust in Him.
I would then come through, Pastor, and say, I mean, it's a difficult one. Continuous trust in Him and us fully depending on Him. I mean, we're in heaven, isn't it?
Yeah.
The new earth is
heaven,
right? So why do we need to, not saying we shouldn't depend on Christ, on God, but He is here. Like, I think I'm still struggling to get it. Like, He's here. What are we now believing for? What are we now having faith for? Because He is here.
Yeah. So remember, our relationship with God is based on love.
Yeah.
So one of the things that love needs is dependence.
Uh-huh.
So in the context of our relationship with God, love is, faith is expressed as our dependence upon Him. So we still view God as our creator. We still view Him as our sustainer, because though salvation has taken place, it has not altered our relationship with God. So He still remains as our creator. So our faith then is expressed in the fact that God is still our creator.
Okay. So when we now come, Pastor, now we bring in scriptures, you know, do we have anywhere in the Bible where it's speaking about faith in the new earth, or the faith in the Bible only ends with us?
I am failing to find scriptures that directly talk about faith in the new heaven. But I think some verses that we might find talk about more of God's presence being with us.
Okay.
And us having to continuously learn about God. One of them we see is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. Okay. Where Paul talks about our knowledge being, where he says that here on earth we have, I'm paraphrasing it, here on earth we have a fragment of who God is. We are just looking in a as if in a mirror. But then when we get to heaven, we have the full picture of who God is. So in other words, this verse implies that faith nature will change, evolving from limited perception, from our limited perception of who God is, to a more comprehensive perception and understanding of who God is. Okay? When we finally come face to face with God, here on earth we had only bits and pieces of who God is, never a full picture. But when we get to heaven, faith, when we get to heaven, we now have a comprehensive understanding of who God is as he begins to teach us and to reveal to us who he is. Hence, faith then in that context implies a nature, that faith nature will change, evolving from a limited perception of who God is to a comprehensive understanding of who he is.
I like that, Pastor, how now you're saying that now we're going to get it. In fact, it's like you have you heard our conversation off air. So with Derek, you know, before he left, we were speaking about, you know, I think it was on air. Yeah, it was on air, where we're saying that, you know, it's quite difficult or challenging, whichever word that fits there, for us to fully understand the things of heaven at this current place. So, and I'm liking it that when you're saying that when in the new earth, now we'll fully get to understand everything there. Because we're speaking about angels, for example. We're like, how they describe them in the Bible is not what we know. That we've been taught, you know. So like now we're going to be fully understanding that. And I'm liking, you know, how you've put that into this conversation. So Mpondiswami, as we have come to the end, any closing words? Let's say someone has not been listening to us, but today they've tuned in. Anything that you want them to take home, re-faith, what faith is and what and the things that comprise of faith. And then after that, if you can please also do pray for us.
Sure. My last words are really simple. It is a plea for all of us that are listening to this broadcast that we may seek for more faith from God, that every day that passes by, we may have a better understanding of who God is as he's revealed in his word, hence have our faith increased. Because as we read the Bible, we realize that it is faith that will help us handle and deal with the adversities of this world. At the same time, it is faith in Jesus Christ that assures us of our salvation. Hence, we need to have this faith that the Bible talks about, this deep-rooted faith in the Word of God. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Please pray for us, Pastor, and our listeners.
Sure, let us pray. Gracious, loving Father, dear Lord, we ask that you may help us to have more faith in you. Increase our faith, increase our knowledge of you, dear Lord. Help us to be more dependent upon you, to trust you, to believe you, to rely on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor Nadeshabo, thank you so much. You've been a blessing this whole week. May you have a blessed Sabbath together with your family.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed Sabbath too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.